Welcome to season 5 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Mindfulness Pilates teacher of over 25 years and author. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain to feel good, as well as working through stress to calm, with relaxation, positive affirmations and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. Feel stronger, happy and calm. Okay, so we're back on the podcast. It's a guest week, so I'm really excited to introduce you to Susie Sprigg, who is a business coach with leadership and development and also WIBN franchisee, so you can hear all about that. So big welcome, Susie. And how did we meet?
We met networking, didn't we?
We did. I came along to your group and I found it brilliant personally, professionally and for my business as well. But then obviously it was lovely meeting you. So that was a really nice way to meet.
And then when you go networking, when you've got your own business, networking is a must because it could be lonely working on your own. But you need to network because you need to tell as many people about what you do. And when you meet people, there's some people you just naturally connect with. Don't think some people you just naturally drawn towards. And then there's other people that, you know, maybe not naturally drawn towards, and they can go on and have a great day. But I just loved your energy when I met you. And then when I heard about what you did, which is what we're going to talk about today, it piqued my interest. Because it was something that I was looking for, I knew I needed, but was struggling to. I've always struggled to find the right Pilates class for me. And I don't do it all the time, but I know I need to do it. So when we met and I heard about your mindfulness Pilates, it ticked a lot of things for me. And I did your taster for testimonial, which I love. Absolutely love. It's a great idea. And I was hooked. And I now do your monthly weekly classes. And I'm also a one-to-one client as well.
Yeah, that's right. And guess what? I'm also a client of Susie's now. Yeah. I'm going to be working for, well, we've already done one session, but Susie's actually my business coach now. So watch this space, everyone. But yeah, it's really lovely to be working with you too. And as you say, I think sometimes, as you say, you resonate with somebody's energy and their optimism, and everybody has their own expertise, and we're not like an expert at everything, you know, so it's good to get support in different areas as well, I think. So I thought it'd be a really nice chance today to share your journey, because I didn't know you when you had really severe neck pain and you ended up having an operation and everything. So would you like to share a bit about your journey in relation to your neck and your back?
Yeah, so I don't know if anyone has a typical. So my journey was I went to school. I was always studying. So you think about your posture. You don't think about your posture. I don't think we get taught about posture at school. I was never one to sit up straight. And even now it's more painful to sit up straight than hunch. And then what with studying all the time, you know, your head down and reading, and now with people on the phones, I woke up one day. In 2016, I must have been 40. I've always struggled with my back, you know, behind your shoulder blades, because I sit at a desk and that's where my tension is. And I'm sure a lot of people have this too. I was going to physio when there was clearing the knots, and I had to go to physio every month because the pain was so bad. And sometimes I'd wake up and I couldn't move my neck. It was like, you know, brush your teeth. Gosh. And this one day I woke up and it felt different. I couldn't feel, couldn't feel my fingers. I had pain and numb, my fingers tips were numb. And I went to physio and they said, this isn't muscular, this is nerve damage. And I'm like, when someone says that to you, you are like scared. I went to the doctors and luckily enough, through work, I was with their private healthcare. I still couldn't move. And they did my MRI scan and I had my disc here in my neck because of my spine. You know, always looking like that. It pushed the disc out. So it was touching on the spinal cord, which was causing all the pain, and then pins and needles. But they ripped me in, and I had disc replacement surgery in my neck here. I've also, at the same time, because I was being paid through the private company, I said, you know what, I've got lower back pain as well, so they whipped me in again. And I also have, I'm a lower back, level L4 and 5, disc bulge, they call it. But it's basically, that's your hinge movement. You know, when you bend down, you let you bend down doing the gardening, or just that hinge movement of picking things up and down. And she said to me, look, we can do disc replacement surgery there. But I thought, oof. And she gave me a sick note. This is the best day of my life, right? She gave me a sick note to say, no more cleaning, no more gardening, no more running. Because I've always run, because I think all my life I've thought to exercise, you have to be out of breath and be sweating. And that's not true. In fact, that does more damage to your body. I should have picked up Pilates earlier on in my life, because none of this possibly would have happened, because my posture would have been fixed. So I am now injury-free on my neck, but I have to be careful with my lower back. So I went to Pilates classes and strength training classes to get the core working, and I stopped what she called it, stop irritating it. So every time you're bending up and down and running and all that impact work is not helping your body. And when you're sitting down, you know what I mean, get your posture right, move more. And it was a wake-up call, because we just take our body for granted, I think. You just think it's going to do everything you always want it to do, because in your mind, I don't know about you, but I still feel dead young. But my body's 47 years old. And I want to live a long, good life. So I have another 40 years. I thought, I best start looking after my body. Look after your mind and your body. And Pilates is something that I could not do without now. And when I've done a Pilates class with you, I've worked so hard that once I think I was going to go to the gym afterwards in the evening. You can't go to the gym, because you've worked the muscles so perfectly and succinctly that you don't need to work them anymore. I think that some people think that maybe Pilates is, but you work really hard. You work your muscles so, you know what I mean, you just get to the exact muscle that you need to work to strengthen it. So that's it. So I've had an operation. Well, I've been pain, operation. And now I would say, I mean, I'm pain-free, but I'm in the maintenance stage. Mm-hmm. However, because of my lower back, I know if I do too much, walk too much with the dogs, or we went on our honeymoon, walked 25,000 steps round Rome. If I don't do your 6 minutes, you know, recovery, or, you know, the 6 minute, what do you call it?
I just call it, have you done your 6 minutes? It's just basically 6 minutes. You know, it's basic daily Pilates maintenance. So I give you a 6 minute Pilates video to practice every day, yeah. Don't I?
And it's the stretching. It's just looking after you, you know, releasing. I do that because I've got four dogs, right? And if you notice what dogs do, they wake up in the morning, or they wake up when they've been asleep, they stretch. Women, we don't, humans don't, we get up and get on with our day. So your 6 minute Pilates is all about your stretching and waking up your muscles gently and releasing them and stretching them. I do that all the time. Now I have to do it after a walk. I have to do it when I get up. So I'm mindful, very, very mindful of my posture, my shoulders and my lower back.
Yeah, and you were saying the other day you had to wash the dogs and that aggravated your back.
Yeah, so it was. I've just come back from a 30-degree country, right? I took the dogs for a walk. Has it been raining here? Because there was mud everywhere. The grass wasn't grass anymore; it was mud. So I've got four Jack Russells. It's a two man washing the dog thing. This, so I'm the dogs are in the bath, I've got the shower, and I'm bent over the bath. I was in agony, in agony. And I just thought to myself, what are you doing? Do we not know all these things that other people might be able to do with ease and not worry about? When you have an injury or you're not trying to aggravate it, it's to be mindful. But the Pilates is a preventative. It's a preventative. It's a maintenance way to look after your body, become strong.
Yeah, so true. And you're doing so well because you're actually doing an int. I mean, from where? Yeah, exactly. She's doing a happy dance here. I'm doing a happy dance too. Most of you on audio, but some of you on video. So yeah, you're actually in an intermediate to advanced class. I mean, I teach nearly nine, from a couple of weeks time, be 9 classes a week, but there's only one intermediate to advanced class, and you are in it. So yeah, which is, you know, and then credit, you know, that's an incredible like achievement to be in that class. I mean, well done in any classroom with me, because it's not about competing or copying the other person or having to, you don't even have to do advanced Pilates to get strong at it, and it doesn't suit everybody, but you've got to that point where your body really can work hard and appreciate, well, you can do it, so you know, and you're always, as you say, getting stronger. What's it like learning on Zoom with me, because I get that question a lot.
Yeah,
can it be taught properly? And you know?
Yeah, I think Zoom in lockdown, we had to revert soon, because I've always had a personal trainer, and you've always gone to the gym, haven't you? Always left your house and gone somewhere. And then lockdown, Zoom became the norm. We had to exist. I mean, Zoom helped so many people carry on with so much. And then I realised the benefits of Zoom, because the quality is still there, but you get your time back as well. So let's talk about time and quality. So time is precious. You know what I mean? We're all busy. You know, I'm a busy businesswoman. You know, we all are. So to actually leave the house, find a class that you like that's near you, might be 15, 20 minutes away. You check, get there early. Do you know what I mean? It's possibly a 1-hour session, is possibly nearly two.
So yeah, it's true.
That actually used to prevent me, just put me off. Just like, oh gosh, we're not going today. Do you know what I mean? So when I had to find a quality class that I liked, you know, the classes, two, they had to be near enough. So you get your time back with Zoom. It is an hour. Do you know what I mean? You can leave my desk, run upstairs, get changed. I'm in your Zoom room. Do you know what I mean? Zoom studio, that's what you call
it. Zoom studio, yeah.
And the most important thing, the second thing is, when I have gone to other Pilates classes, by the time I get there, I'm lastminute.com me. There's no room. You know, like a big studio you might be in, I'm at the back. Do you know what I mean? One, I might be at the back because I don't really want anybody watching me, but I'm at the back because I'm last. And I can tell you now, on Zoom, you only have small classes, don't you? Mm-hmm. You are watching us. You live down south and I live up north. You can see me more on all my posture, because you get us to make sure you can see us all and what we do. You can see me better and more clearly than I could be in the same room with the teacher there at the front and the back. Doesn't make sense, doesn't it? Oh, my God, you live the furthest away from me, but you can see me in my posture and you correct me. The other classes I've been to, the teacher hasn't got time. She's just teaching. She hasn't got time to look and correct everybody. So the quality is there. And also it's meeting other like-minded women. Do you know what I mean? We all are. Do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's easy to talk with than you wouldn't go in and sit down there to interrupt someone, you know what I mean, in a classroom based. So yeah, so Zoom with the quality is better. You get your time back as well.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for sharing. Because I get this question asked so many times. And I think a lot of people's experience of online or Zoom is also very bad teaching, where people just, they let any number of people come along and it's copy me and the sound is off and there's no personalization and there's no health questionnaire or beginner's session or one-to-one program beforehand. And or they've been to a health club and it's 20 in a class or over 12 in a class. So I teach maximum 10 in the classes, maximum 5 in beginners, and that makes such a difference. And as you say, everyone, I can see everyone side on, or if someone's standing, I can get somebody to turn around side on so I can check the posture that way as well. It makes such a difference.
It's in a class, it's general, there's no progression, because what's the point of going and do the same thing if you don't progress?
Yeah,
simple. Whereas you are progressing people every week.
Yeah.
Aren't you? You can go, you can see, oh, that's easy. So do level four. I'm like, oh God.
If you want to, yeah, level four, five.
But you give alternative ways, you give alternative, don't you, positions. So you're actually watching, you can't hide.
No, you can, I really can't hide. Someone of my other clients, they really realised that the other day that, oh my God, she said, how can you see? At that point, I couldn't see her feet. She was standing and I could see her from head to waist. And I knew she was lifting her hip. They were doing bouncing on the spot, warming up, getting the circulation going, swinging the arm. And she's like, I said, keep your heels down. And I didn't even say it to that client, but she knew I was talking to her. And she said, how did you know I was lifting my heels off? I said, because you were going higher in your body than you, even though I couldn't see your feet, I knew you were cheating and lifting your heels up and down. So, and then she kept her heels down, which is quite funny. And she said, oh, I can't hide, can I? I said, no, you cannot hide. And as you say, it's lovely. I have quite a few classes, but the one that you go to is specifically for business women. I do teach, you know, men and women in some of the other classes too. And I've got a new chronic fatigue recovery class starting in a couple of weeks as well, which is a more gentle 30-minute one. But yeah, I've got quite a few business women ones, which is the one you come to, which is lovely. So as you say, you're meeting with like-minded people, or you might have already met them at networking, and there's that sort of lovely ambiance. And everyone arrives up to 5 minutes early and has a chit chat and starts warming up with a spiky ball or whatever, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So that's really good. And how do you find, so you're practicing in between. So well done. This is one of my goals, is to make it achievable, get you all practicing. How do you find the positive affirmations, mindset, journaling and breathing side of it?
I love it because it's something that, have you heard of the Miracle Morning? So I was introduced to all that Miracle Morning or the 5 a.m. club, and I'm out of practice. I used to get up an hour early and do all that. But one thing or another, life gets in the way, and I don't do it as much. So at least once a week, I love it because it gets me to get my journal out and the positive affirmation cards. It just makes you smile. Because I do the classes in the morning, and there's no better way to start your day with that positive attitude, that positive mindset. And with the journal that you do after, you do the journaling about the affirmation card, and it just makes you write stuff, because it helps you get stuff out of your head onto a piece of paper. And I never look at it again. Some people do, some people don't. And it's just enough.
Yeah.
It gets you right. Mindset, frame of mind, yeah,
that's really good. We just do the journaling for literally 1 minute and then straight on the mat, and I always give a choice. You know, somebody would rather lie straight down, they can lie straight down. Some people have doggy cuddles for 1 minute, and
yeah,
other people sit with good posture, but you know, probably quite a high percentage do like doing the journaling. And how do you find the breathing, the Pilates breathing and the meditation?
That's at the end, yeah.
Well, the breathing is throughout. So the Pilates breathing is the core stability breathing that you're doing throughout the whole of the session for your initial 10 breaths, and your stretching and your core stability and your back strengthening and your overall strengthening. How do you find that?
I also love that because breathing, sometimes you don't realise you're breathing, or you might be breathing shallowly. Whereas when you're just being more aware of what's going on and you're breathing. So yeah, it's all part of that. I mean, I don't realize it's all different. I'm just doing everything with you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good way. I think it's really some of the other principles of Pilates. There are 8 principles, everyone. There's relaxation, breathing, centering, which is your core stability, alignment and good posture. And then you've got concentration, coordination, flowing movements and stamina. And the more Pilates exercise you do, the more stamina you get. And it requires, the breathing requires a lot of concentration that helps you increase your core strength. Research has shown that now, which is really great. But do you find as well it's a good way to switch off, combining that breathing with all the movements?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I've been worried about that thing. So I come all a bit I'm not a bit stressed, but I'm ready for Pilates. And then afterwards, honestly, the way you feel afterwards, it's like you could take on the world. You know, just really ready for the day, ready for the week. It's ace.
So we could finish there, everyone. Can we finish there? We're going to keep going.
Not only am I looking after my body, I'm looking after my mind.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing.
In a good place.
I think it's a bonus. One of my other things that one of my other goals, ultimately, I want everyone to live happily ever after, including myself and you, Susan, coming along. So I want to sprinkle. So everyone, generally, most people book in, I'd say 99% book in because of their ache, pain, body, back pain, prolapse disc, arthritis, bursitis in the hip, et cetera, or like yourself with your back. And looking after it. And then you've got a few people who admit mental health side, like high stress or something as well. And yeah, not many people are saying I'm booking in with you because for the mind and for the stress or to feel happier. But I always want to sprinkle a bit of happiness into my sessions and everyone to come away feeling a bit happier as well, or a lot happier.
Well, that's everything else. People are coming because they're in pain, but they get so much more.
Yeah, it's so true. Now we're going to do a positive affirmation card message of the day. So I thought I'll pick one for you and the listener, and we'll have a chat about it. And then we'll go into a little meditation, and then we thought we'll sort of finish with some tips from you, which I'll ask you a question of for some tips. So let's go into an affirmation, positive affirmation today. So I'm just shuffling my happy and calm cards here. So how to use them, give them a shuffle, fan them out is step two. Step three, pick one. Best card for Susie and the podcast for you listening today. Where are you listening today, by the way? All right, here we go. This is the one that's jumping out. Sorry, this one. So, breathe and relax. It says, yes. I close my eyes, breathe in through my nose, into my tummy. I breathe out through my mouth and relax. So for you listening, wherever you're listening, and what does that mean to you today? Have a think about it. And I'm just going to ask Susie that question as well. What does it mean to you today? Breathe and relax.
That means take time out to get grounded. When things are just, you know what I mean? Just take time out to just stop, take a second. Breathe and relax and take a moment, because I've just got back on my honeymoon and life can go back into being so fast paced. Do you mean there's always a million and one things to do and never ending deadlines? And you can get sometimes just pulled along, can't you? Just it's never ending and out of control, it might seem. So I've been doing that a lot recently. I don't want to get back onto that.
That's okay.
Roller coaster ride of life and business. So that's the message I took from that. Just stay grounded, stop, breathe, and relax. It's only a moment in time. This too shall pass.
Yeah, that's really good. When you pick a card on your own, enjoy it for yourself. So you can either think about what it means to you, or if you pick it with a friend, family, work colleague, or like with I'm doing here, Susie and you listening today, we're doing it all together. You can then talk about what it means. So it's nice to have each person have a turn, pick a card each, or you can do the same one like we're doing today and then talk about it. So I'm going to share what it means to me today. So I had I went for a Wim Hof swim this morning. It's a hobby of mine. My hobby, apart from Pilates, my hobby is swimming in the sea. And I thought I'd never go to a group thing because I thought they'd be all too in the water too long for me and proper swimmers. But I found a group that some people are just like, you know, just having a little chat and going in the water for a short amount of time. Some people are doing a little swim together. So it's not like some hardcore thing. So I was all having a wonderful time and my friend picked me up and everything. But then on the way back, the taxi wasn't there. The taxi was late. I've got an eight. I have to be there with my clients at 8:10 in the morning. And I started to get stressed. I was like, oh no, the taxi company's saying they're sat in the car park. I'm like, they're not. Where are they? And I was like, so, you know, even if you teach these things, you still got to. And I was like, when I got in that taxi and I managed to get to work 5 minutes before start time, I was like, oh, you know, I just breathe. And I smiled and into work I went and it was all okay. But it just shows you how you can go into a state of tension, even if it's a low level stress. And noticing what your triggers can be. So I don't know if you can relate to that listening, but I'm just sharing that. It was a bit of a babble answer, but I had an amazing morning and then a little bit of stress creeped in and then I raised it again and did some breathing. So Susie, what do you fancy doing in today? Every episode we have a relaxation, a breathe and relax or meditation. What sort do you fancy doing today? Do you fancy doing like a really short one, breathe and relax?
Yeah, sure. Let's do that. Yeah.
Okay, so what we're going to do is how many breaths would you like us to do today between 1 and 10?
6.
We're going to go for 6. Do you know, everyone, that is a good answer. That is in my 40-minute class, we do a 6-breath meditation. So I've actually never treated everyone on the podcast this. So you're going to get to enjoy this now with some lovely music. And Susie and I will be back after the meditation. And you can do this sitting or lying down. Enjoy. Okay, so welcome to today's Breathe and Relax number 6 relaxation meditation. Sitting or lying down comfortably, close your eyes. And you're going to breathe and relax 6 times. Relax your tummy, breathing in through your nose and breathing out through your mouth. Relax. Relaxing more on each out-breath. Well done. Breathe and relax. In through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. Well done. Relaxing your head, neck and shoulders. And again, breathe and relax. In through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. Let your breathing slow down. Going at your own pace. Well done. And again, breathe and relax. Relaxing your back, hips and thighs. And again, breathe and relax. Relaxing your legs, feet and toes. Last one, in through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. Going at your own pace and your own rhythm. Recharging your battery. So very well done to yourself. And you can do this anytime you want to recharge your batteries. Feel stronger, happy and calm. You can either keep this breathing going or slowly coming out of your breathe and relax. Well done and lots of love to you today. Okay, so welcome back after the breathe and relax. Obviously don't do that while you're driving or any sort of movementy things like that. But how do you feel afterwards? Did you join in? If you feel it could help a friend or family or someone you know, obviously share this. It's always got that lovely little relax of some sort in it, sometimes longer, sometimes very short like that one. But it can make such a difference. Susie, how do you feel after that?
Wonderful. Ready to fight the rest of the day. Not fight. Ready to, what I was doing when I was breathing, I was just thinking about all the things I've got coming up in the day and how lucky I am and how they're going to be easy and effortless. Do you know what I mean? So it's actually made me feel calmer.
Yeah, very, very good. Very good. I thought it'd be really nice at the end today from your, because you've had this experience of going from a lot of pain and losing sensation in your hands and fingers and having that operation. And now you're at the maintenance, got to be careful, pain-free stroke pain-free stage. So, but that's been quite a journey. So what have you got 3 tips you'd like to give someone who's recovering from disc problems and operations in their back and neck?
Yes, the tip is you must do Pilates. It has to be a priority. And I want you to make yourself a priority, because we don't do that, do we? We worry about everybody else. We're thinking about all these things we should be doing that we're not doing. And my tip to you would be just stop and just focus on you and make sure you book time in for Pilates. It's a non-negotiable, definitely non-negotiable. The second thing is it takes time. I mean, this, I want you to think this is just a moment in time of your big timeline of life. this is just a small moment in time. And if you keep doing these small things every day, being aware of your body, what your body needs, it will get stronger. It will. And the third thing, which is not a tip or anything, is this is forever. This is for the rest of your life. And I don't want you to be, oh God, it's not just a 3-month quick fix, this.
No.
It's a way of life. And it's to welcome this into your life as a way of life and to love and accept it. That's a mindset shift, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Susie. I would agree with that. In the last episode, which was the welcome back episode, I meant to share where I was at on my journey with my back, but I'm basically at the same place as Susie, but I'm a bit screwed in my back if I don't look after it, and a bit like you, I traveled on a plane and everything and stood in long queues recently on that traveling trip, and 2-hour bus journeys and train, and it went on, and all this sitting and you're stuck on a plane in a chair, and it's like, oh. And I ended up with pains and some shooting pains, and you know, got up to walk, and it's like, oh my God, slightly giving way in my leg, and it's like, oh my God. But as soon, I didn't have to be scared though. I wasn't scared. I was like a very acutely aware. But as you say, it's that moment in time, and I know what to do to fix it, which was purely get on that mat and breathe and do some back maintenance stretches for the buttocks and the hips. And, you know, I was okay again. And otherwise, people can go into a freeze mode of like scared of moving, and obviously always seek the doctor. And some of us need an MRI scan or two, and some of us need to see a consultant, and some of us need to see a physio or a chiropractor, in conjunction. That's important, and diagnosis is always helpful. But, you know, we're in for the long haul. We have to keep brushing our teeth to keep our teeth clean, and it's the same with all of this. I think your tips are golden, so thank you so much. Yeah.
And with the way of life, it's tell your family and your friends, because when we were sightseeing in Rome, my husband, he's like a Duracell bunny, he can keep going. Do you mean he's got energy like you wouldn't believe? Whereas I need to sit. So when I just explain this to them and like make sure when we put in breaks, sit down breaks, do you know what I mean? And even when we went into all the churches, I just sat and released my back. So when I talked about the way of life, you don't have to do this alone or on your own. Don't try and do what other people are doing. The people in your life will love you, will try to understand and give you what you need. I think that's it, isn't it? You don't have to just... Don't feel like you're the awkward one because everybody else can do stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the right people in your life that love you and they want to make sure that you are comfortable. So it's putting strategies in place, and even just give Bev a call, because I did do that, didn't I? I was having a Pilates class. I'm like, I'm really worried. I'm really worried about all this, you know. It was a grueling trip, but I wanted to do it. So we had a conversation beforehand, didn't we? So, right, well, what steps can I do? What can I put in place to make sure that I don't, you know, do too much damage? So, yeah, just having a conversation with you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I can always do that on telephone or Zoom, just to, you know, a free, nice little chat, you know. It really helps. And I think what you're saying there is, like, every time I watch a film at home, do I sit and watch a film? No, I don't sit and watch a film. I always lie down on my back with my knees bent, propped up with cushions. Because why do I do that? Because it's more comfortable. So I've got to have a lot of room on the sofa. You know, you're sharing the sofa. You've got to make sure you've got enough room, because that's comfortable for your back. And I think we'll share more and more examples of that. But it's like your friends and family getting used to you and why you do certain things, or that you do need those extra breaks. Like we paid for fast track at the airport. I mean, it didn't prevent the standing in the queue to get on the plane, which is problematic. But then I was doing Pilates in the queue. I didn't care what people saw. I did it too obvious. But you know, things, strategies you can do when you are stuck in certain situations as well. So it's all really helpful. Something I forgot to say earlier, thank you, is that you're also a motivational speaker as well. So that's good, isn't it? So I just wanted to say, you know, Susie, thank you so much for sharing your journey and your tips with everybody, the listener today. And have you got any parting words before we go today?
I would love it if we could do our calm to happy in 1 minute, please.
Oh, now we've already done the calm. So should we go straight to the happy?
Yes.
Okay, so before we started the interview today, now, for those of you who know me well, I have a great exercise called Calm to Happy in 1 minute. We won't do a whole minute now. We'll just do a quick 20 seconds, I think. But just before I click record, Susie and I were there smiling, punching our arms in the air 10 times. But that's what we'll do to finish. You don't have to join in. Only join in if you're injury-free and you want to feel happier afterwards. But this is to bring more happiness, confidence, success, boost your mood, boost your energy a little bit for the day. And what you do is sit or stand with good posture. You have your hands above your shoulders, and you can do this with or without the arms. You can do it silently. You can do it out loud. You can do it in front of the mirror. You can do it in the bathroom with the door shut. It's up to you. So we're going to do that together now. On our mark, get set, go. Well done. Punch the arms in the air. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. Smile. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. We're giving yourself a high five to you listening. High five to Susie. Oh, Sue, thank you so much, Susie.
You're welcome.
All Susie's details will be in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening and see you next time. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access the free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes morning routine on my website. And you can also book your free Pilates taster class at the Zoom studio, one-to-one Pilates program, and mindfulness Pilates classes and more at www.mindfulnesspilates.com.